Hello and welcome to the unofficial Buzzer Senior Hockey League podcast. I'm your host, Corey, joined by my co-host, Corey.
That must be me.
It's you. I was thinking about starting this episode with 3 minutes of silence. I think that could be our new intro.
Yeah. I was the sole member of the podcast home, and I start listening to the podcast, and I'm like working on something on the computer. And within like 30 seconds to a minute, I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't I press play? And I look and it's the logo is there. It says the Corey's. I'm like, oh no, he forgot to put the audio in. So I rush to call Corey. And as he answers the phone, the show starts. So 3 minutes, 25 seconds, whatever it was, of dead air. And it was still there. You know, all you have to do is like prepare yourself for 3 minutes.
Exactly. I was giving people time to get a drink and settle in. Yeah, I got a couple of messages from a couple other people within a few minutes, but I was driving to Miramichi at the time. So, Corey's the one who really alerted me because he called. So I called Tracy and let her know so she could let people know. But as long as you skip the first 3 minutes, 25 seconds, it was good to go. Yep. It's an honest mistake. Happens to all of us. We've been a little busy at the podcast. So
a little bit. And it was a good episode too.
It was a good episode. I listened to it again. Cheryl wasn't happy about the K-pop joke. We were driving to River Valley yesterday. We're recording this at noon hour on Thursday. So this is the closest to episode release that you guys are ever going to get an episode of the podcast, I think. Hopefully everything's processed and uploaded before we go live at 6. But we were driving up and Cheryl was like, Mom, did you listen to the podcast yesterday? My mom was like, no. She's like, I've got a life. What's wrong with you? No, she, my mom kind of listens normally a few days later. So she's like, no, I didn't get a chance yet with Miramichi and editing videos and stuff. My mom's now started to edit some videos. So yeah. She sends me some clips. It's pretty great. She's having fun with it. Anyway, so Cheryl's like, Corey, find it in the podcast and let mom hear it. And I didn't remember what you said, but you called her like K-pop, either call her K-pop or camera.
Or Pigeon Lady.
And she's like, I don't listen to K-pop, but it's because Cheryl listens to Pop Rocks on Sirius Satellite Radio. And that's where you got that idea, Corey.
Probably.
Anyway, we had a good laugh on the way to River Valley yesterday. But 2 games since the last episode, 2 good games.
Yep.
Corey, go ahead and run them down and then we'll talk about it.
So game 6, Miramichi beat River Valley 6-0. Goal scorers were Kennedy Gallant, 2 goals, 3 points. Alex Bernier, 1 goal, 2 points. Brendan Milson, 1 goal, 2 points. Tyler Clare, 1 goal. Julian Hebert, 1 goal. And Billy Gaston, 2 assists.
Really good game for Miramichi. River Valley. Yeah. River Valley played well. River Valley was in the game for the first couple of periods. But, well, let's go right into game 7, so then we can talk about it all.
Game 7, River Valley beat Miramichi 4-0. Brett McLean, 2 goals. Adam Crow, 1 goal. Peter Trainer, 1 goal. And David Brewer, 2 assists. I noticed this series was very, there was a script to this series where one team would dominate one game and the next game, the other team would come back and dominate this one. So I kind of figured River Valley would win game 7. Because Miramichi destroyed them the night before. So
home ice advantage really seemed to matter in this series. So Miramichi, we got to Miramichi pretty early and settled in. It was my sister, my mom, and I. Both nights were actually my sister, my mom, and I. So we were there early, got to talk to Roxanne, and I'll do all the normal stuff that we do in Miramichi.
Yeah.
And then the game started. We had the normal crew behind us heckling, who are hilarious. If you guys listen to this, you do crack us up, even though you're not popular with some people. We get a laugh out of you, so it's all good.
Absolutely.
They were really on Zach Whitlock in Miramichi. They were calling the Birdcage, of course. And, man, it was, they were heckling on a level that I've never seen them heckle before. Corey, I got to tell you, they were something special.
Yeah.
And Miramichi came out, battled, won that game. And then we went into game 7. And you could feel this nervous tension.
Yeah.
The crowd was probably 70% River Valley, 30% Miramichi. There was a lot of Miramichi fans, especially on our right. A lot of Miramichi fans. And River Valley scored 3 goals in like a minute 45 seconds. Yeah. And man, did that ever take the sail out of the Northmen. Holy. Just they couldn't battle back from that shock.
The game was over after these 3 goals. Simple as that. There were 2 more periods after that that were really, you know, moot points because they didn't matter. The only other goal is an empty netter by River Valley. You know, Miramichi, we had picked them to win the cup. That was our pick at the beginning of the year. And it wasn't a bad pick.
No.
But a lot of people, you know, looked past River Valley. River Valley has been a force. In the playoffs, they beat the Hawks that were the South Division champions last year. They beat Miramichi that was a favorite this year. Now they're taking on the Dalhousie Marauders, who have been world beaters. They just – nobody could beat them except for the River Valley Lumberjacks, who beat them twice.
Yeah. River Valley – I mean, Miramichi had a skilled team. Miramichi – oh, God. It's unbelievable – what River Valley pulls off with just heart and determination, team play. There's just, they roll 4 lines, three lines, because they don't even dress 20 guys most nights because they're so short right now. But they roll all the guys pretty regularly. And it's just been, I don't know, it's really been impressive. Yeah. Simpson was their starting goaltender for most of the year. Ryu coming in every now and then. And then suddenly, Simpson goes down against Elsie. Ryu has to step in, and he hasn't looked back. Jason Ryu, who's played for the Moncton Wildcats, and he's got lots of experience, he's been a huge force for the River Valley Lumberjacks. What a goalie.
Yeah, he's proven that he's a goalie of the future for senior hockey because he's done well. Like, there are games that he's done not as good, but for the most part, he's done great.
He's looked fantastic in net. He looked great last night. Sure, some games in Miramichi, especially. Miramichi scored some goals, but very rarely were they on Ryu. Sometimes some defensive lapses or penalties that were called.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Miramichi Northmen for a second.
Let's give them their flowers.
So the first game of the year this year, I'm going to go back a little nostalgia here. First game of the year this year was in Miramichi. It was Miramichi versus Buktush. And I had talked to David Morrison. We had done an interview. And I knew that, and I'd been to their intra-squad game. I knew there was something special there. It was a team that was really built to win. And I remember going to that game, standing outside with a ton of people, Tracy being like, what is going on? She'd never been to a senior hockey game before. Well, one game in Buktush last year in the playoffs, but she'd never really followed senior hockey. So she's like, first game of the year and this place is packed. She was baffled by it. I remember sitting in the last section on the penalty box side, looking down and seeing a lady with a camera and thinking, who the heck's that lady with a camera? Fast forward a few months later, she's become a good friend. And, you know, we really appreciate Roxanne Merrill Young.
Yeah.
We appreciate the Northmen, you know, gave us 2 of our best interviews. Nick Foran was just so generous sharing stories and taking time with us. And then Chris Keating, what a super guy.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy. Big supporter of the podcast. We really thank them. Thank David Morrison and just the entire team for being so welcoming of us at the Civic and giving us as much content as they did. And encouraging us and really supporting us. Mm-hmm. And the fans from Miramichi, it's hard to say, you know, there's probably 20 messages on our page yesterday thanking us for the season as if everything was done.
Yeah.
Because the bulk of our followers are from Miramichi. Yeah. There's more followers from the Miramichi area than anywhere else in the province. And we really appreciate all of you for all your support. Means a lot. You know, you got the Mark McGraws out there, who's also become a pretty good friend of the podcast.
Yep.
And, you know, we're just, we're very appreciative of everybody, all their support. Kevin Russell, another big supporter of the podcast. Son Josh plays for the Northmen. Yeah, it's really been, it's been something. So thanks to Miramichi, Special City. We can't wait to get back there this fall. Corey, do you have anything to add?
I wish I would have been there to see Roxanne one more time, because, you know, she joked that, oh, we're bigger fans of hers than her son, Brett Young. I love Brett Young. Brett Young's a fantastic player, but Roxanne is just such an entertaining lady to talk with. Always laughing, always smiling. I felt bad for people like Roxanne, because you kind of want to see them go to the finals. It didn't go in their favor. River Valley deserved the win. Simple as that. But, you know, the fact that we're not going to see Roxanne until, what, September or October? We'll see her on Facebook, obviously. But, you know, the season kind of ended too fast for me. It went a little too fast.
It was, yeah, I get that. I get that. I'm not ready to not see another Hawks game.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to not see another Northman game. So that's the reality.
Before we move on, memories, best memories of the Northman this year.
Oh, God. For me, it's that first game. The Civic was packed. It was the first game of the year.
Was this Shoegate?
Yeah. Yeah, the shoe throw. That was actually what I was going to mention. That dude... Someone picked up his shoe and threw it onto the ice. Hilarious. The support that they had right away, it really told me what the Northmen were going to have this year. And those fans carried it through throughout the year. Friday after Friday after Friday, packing the Civic, the amazing 50-50s. But yeah, that first game for me with Cheryl and Tracy, and just surrounded by Northmen fans. That's the memory for me. What's yours, Corey?
Mine, I don't know why. I don't think I had more fun this year than watching the Hawks and the Northmen.
Okay.
I don't think these teams particularly hate each other, but there was a competition to those games, and they just were the best.
Nick Foran pounding on Trey Lewis's face in the crease there. And then you come back to Richibucto, and that game against Elsie was, man, that was a phenomenal game. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed the Northmen more. Like, looking back, I enjoyed them more than I realized.
That's fair. We were talking about that last night, this morning, how, you know, we're happy for River Valley.
Absolutely.
We made a lot of good friends in River Valley, and some of the nicest people in the league. Best burger in the league. So, you know, the good news is we get to eat a few more of those burgers. But, it definitely pulls the heartstrings a little bit, the friends we made in Miramichi and knowing that they're done.
One has to win, one has to lose. At the end of the day, River Valley was the better team. And right now, the finals are set this Saturday, game one, Dalhousie, River Valley. Let's get into this one.
One more second. One thing that I just remember that I want to say, there is an unsung group of heroes in Miramichi, and that's the volunteers and their game day staff. Oh, yeah. So I just want to give a shout out to Sophie Savoie, who runs their Facebook page and has also become a friend of the podcast. She was very supportive day one all along. And, you know, thank you, Sophie. Thank you to all of their team that do everything that they do. So we'll see you in the fall. We appreciate you. Let's get into the finals, Corey.
This Saturday, March 9th, we will be there. I don't think, especially me and you, I don't think we're missing another game.
No.
What are we to expect in this game? Is it going to be a short series? Is it going to be seven games? Where are we going? Because this is the most polarizing finals ever for me. I think it's the hardest one to judge, because you can say, oh, Dalhousie is going to win easy. Yeah, well, River Valley beat them twice. The only team to do that this year. The depth that Dalhousie has, but the heart that River Valley has, you know, it's hard to say who's going to win this one.
What's it going to look like? Kenny's back in Dalhousie.
Exactly.
Kenny Robinson is back in Dalhousie. Dalhousie had that fight with Chris McNeil where he fought he fought half the team that night. He got into that little scuffle. He got into a fight with John Doucette, which, you know, there's not much I'd rather not do than fight Jonathan Doucette. And then he bumped into Joey Bernard, another, you know, I've got better things to do than that. And then Yves Cadeau came off the bench and gave him a little scuffle. So what's that going to look like for Chris McNeil? Is somebody going to make him answer for that right away?
You know, until you just mentioned that, that's like one of the most famous videos this year, along with the Trey and Nick Foran one. The three fights in, what, a couple of minutes? That was River Valley and Dalhousie. So you got that. So I don't know. I can't wait to get back to Dalhousie. Dalhousie is one of the best arenas. One of the, like, both places, River Valley and Dalhousie, has some of the best people working behind the scenes. And the games are always great. I really can't wait for this Saturday because I'm going into this one blind, really, because I have no clue what's going to happen.
That's the silver lining for this for me, is that on one side, you've got some great friends that we've made, you know, Mark Giroux and Travis and Pop-Off Morrison, and just fantastic team at Dalhousie, man. Like, I love those guys.
Yeah.
And those are some lifelong friends that I'm going to have. And then you go to River Valley, and, you know, you've got Richard, and you've got Adam, you've got Cal. Yeah. Man, Calvin has been phenomenal for the podcast. What a great guy. So it's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, you got Tyson Donovan.
Yeah.
And Joey Bernard, who's become a good friend of the podcast too. I don't know, man. I'm happy for these two teams. I'm happy for these two towns. And the one thing going into Saturday, it's going to be physical. I think it's going to be really physical. They're going to set a tone. I think there's going to be a fight on Saturday.
It's possible. It's very possible. I
think, you know, when you think about these teams, there's a lot of guys that are going to want to set that tone early, that we're not going to take any bullshit. Man, it's going to be a phenomenal game. We're going to be there. We're going to be streaming it. We're going to be trying to stream every game in the finals.
Yeah.
So everybody in this province that wants to watch, or around the country, really, we've had people watching from Alberta and Cuba. I don't know why you're sitting in Cuba watching senior hockey, but I respect it. You're crazy. I was
watching the game six, and Roxanne mentioned that somebody was watching from Arizona.
Nice. Yeah, so, the nice Arizona Heat.
Yeah.
If they were watching last night, they're watching the Arizona Heat as I froze my butt in Prospect Place. Gosh. I don't know what to expect Saturday. I can't wait to get there. Two of the best goalies in the league.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see some award presentations before the game.
I'd bet on it, yeah.
So, you know, we're excited to see that. I think you have River Valley, who's played 14 games in the playoffs so far. How are they not tired? They have to be beat up. They have to be tired. Versus Dalhousie, who hasn't played a game in... On Saturday, it'll be 13 days since they played their last game. That's a long time.
Yeah. Somebody, I wish I wrote down their name. Somebody messaged me, and I got a lot of messages in a day. But this person, I don't even remember if it was a guy or a girl. Somebody messaged me, and they said, you know, if Dalhousie sweeps River Valley, which I don't think is going to happen, but their point was, if Dalhousie sweeps River Valley, do you realize that Buck Touche is the only team to have beaten Dalhousie? And I was like, well, that remains to be seen, but that'd be quite the accomplishment for Buck Touche.
Yeah, that's true. I doubt that we see a sweep.
I doubt it as well. I think River Valley is going to just put everything on the line.
Can River Valley handle game after game of that offensive pressure? The cycling from Dalhousie is second to none.
That remains to be seen, really, because you got a great captain in River Valley. Benji Curtis can make you walk on hot coals if needed, you know. So, you know, with the leadership of Benji Curtis, when he went down with what we suspect was probably a concussion,
yeah.
everybody was like, oh man, that's a big loss. And then he was there the next game. People felt at ease that he was there. That's the importance that Benji Curtis brings to the Lumberjack.
A lot of people are writing off the Lumberjacks. It's a hardworking team that has something to prove. I don't think you can write them off. So it's really heart versus skill in this. Not that there's not skill in River Valley and not that there's not heart in Dalhousie.
Yeah.
But River Valley has something to prove. And I'd never want to face a team like that.
Yeah.
But man, I just don't know how anybody can shut down the Marauders with that depth and that skill. If they're healthy and they're rolling all of their players, it's going to be tough, man.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be interesting to watch. Because you know that River Valley is not going to roll over and die. But same can be said for Dalhousie. You know, I think you're the one that mentioned this, like most of their players played 15, 16 games this year. So there's that chemistry too. You know, they are a full lineup.
Yeah. There's the chemistry in Dalhousie is unlike anything else in this league.
Yeah.
They play like a unit. It's really like, if you take yourself out of the fan side of it, and just watch hockey, the way that they cycle the puck is, it's beautiful hockey. Mm-hmm. I had some River Valley fans yesterday come up to me after the game and say, hey, we've never been to Dalhousie. What's their rink like? What's Dalhousie like? What should I do before the game? And I told them, like, get food outside of Dalhousie because there's not a ton of restaurants in Dalhousie. The rink is cold, but it's Florida compared to the Prospect Place. Yeah. So. One of my favorite rinks in the league. So if you've never been there, seats are phenomenal. It's a beautiful rink. The people in Dalhousie are extremely welcoming. They're so nice. Maybe not to visiting fans. I don't know. I've never experienced that. But for us, they're phenomenal. We love Dalhousie. Yeah. And when you leave the game, make sure that you hit up the SO, get some Chig's Pizza.
Chig's.
Best pizza in the province, in my opinion.
Oh, it's the best.
Grab some pizza on the way out. That's what I told the guys from River Valley. I was like, make sure you grab some Chig's Pizza. At that point, we didn't know when game two was going to be. We thought it would be the following Friday, maybe. Game two is the next day.
The next day in River Valley.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In a way, I kind of wish that we would record our car rides there. Because every time we go to Dalhousie, I think our conversations are like 75% pizza.
Yeah, we talk a lot of pizza. We do like some pizza. Cheryl, especially, she's like, I want donair pizza. I'm like, you can settle down. We're going to get some lots of time to get donair pizza. We might be there three times in the next 3 weeks. So we'll stock our freezers.
Yeah. Cheryl, you know, that's what she does when we go to Dalhousie. It's donair pizza talk and K-pop on the radio.
Pop rocks.
K-pop.
All right. I'm going to send Corey some K-pop so he can listen to it and see what K-pop is versus what Cheryl listens to. And then he'll be able to weigh in. Not interested. We're going to be back tomorrow with our Finals Friday episode. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple interviews coming up with someone from each team. And we'll talk about it. We'll break it down more tomorrow. But can't believe we're already here. We're already in the finals. Feels like the season just started.
I know. It's crazy.
We'll be streaming Saturday. We'll be streaming Sunday. So if you don't tune in tomorrow, make sure you tune in for our streams if you're not there live. Thank you to all the teams for all of your support. We couldn't do this without all of you. And, you know, good luck to River Valley. Good luck to Dalhousie. May the best team win. And, that's all I've got. Corey, you have anything to add?
I'm good.
Wow, that was short. Thank you, Corey. All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.